made you some
unsportsmanlike
content.
Unsportsmanlike content. Unsportsmanlike content.
Content
that's unsportsmanlike. All right, as we get ready to wind down the Grum here on this Monday, thanks to Michael Sevier for filling in. He'll be back with us on Wednesday.
And then
Matt Foster,
yep,
formerly of KETV, will join us on Thursday. And producer Josh.
What's Matt doing?
Josh Odson. Unless something has changed, he is still between jobs.
Oh, okay.
Unless something has changed. I've not talked to him since the last time he filled in, which was about a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, Josh Odson will be here on Friday, just in time for Kent's Movie Club. By the way, we did pick L.A. Confidential on Netflix.
That's a solid movie.
L.A. Confidential
on Netflix.
That's a
really good movie. By the way, Dick is still writing for Let's Go Racing Parks. Here's a story here. April 23rd.
Okay. College football TV super nerd Matt Sarsniak.
Very good.
Has weighed in on his first 3 weeks' predictions for where college football games will land on television. His Nebraska guesses? Opening night versus UTEP on NBC. Week two, Colorado on CBS at 2:30.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And week three versus Northern Iowa Go Panthers on Peacock at 2:30. How do you think folks would receive this news if it comes true?
Well, folks will be very disappointed that Colorado isn't a night game. Again, that's if Matt's picks are true. Matt's usually pretty good about picking these. I don't know what his percentage, his rate, hit rate is.
I mean, that's what
he
does.
But he knows his stuff.
That's his thing, yeah.
I mean, having opening night against UTEP is kind of cool.
I think that's cool, yeah.
A night game.
Long as it's not a night game, like against Akron.
And, yeah, the Peacock thing is going to trigger folks because, again, they have to get Peacock. But I remind you, if you get the Peacock, you get the SummerSlam this August. So you get SummerSlam and the rest.
It's $5.99.
Actually, they're raising the price. It's going to be $7.99.
$7.99. I just canceled it. It was $5.99. They also have a bunch of other games on there, too. And when basketball season comes around, Nebraska was on Peacock a few times. So you want to watch Nebraska stuff.
You're going to have to. I mean, that's part of the price.
Yep.
But yeah, I think folks will be very disappointed if Colorado ends up on CBS. For old time's sake, I like that they're on CBS again.
It's very exciting. I want them to be on a NBC Saturday night game with Todd Blackledge.
Because if that would be opening night against UTEP.
He is our keynote speaker next year at the gala.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
Todd is my favorite college football
analyst. The old Penn State guy.
Yeah, I know.
We talked a little bit about that. We were laughing.
Oh, of course. I don't think he is. Can he talk to anyone from Nebraska without that play getting mentioned? Unless it's coming from a young who didn't experience.
Probably
the
not.
War.
The cool thing about it is the more that Nebraska's on there, the more people know who he is and stuff. So
that is the reason why I have an adversarial relationship with referees. That call.
Oh,
was what took me over the edge. That was my, I became Jedi Sith. Became a Sith because of that game.
It's
lost my mind.
So it happened multiple times, both in college and pro, over the course of about 4 years, from 79 to 83, in multiple games. It happened in the AFC Championship game. Houston Oilers. I mean, it was just, we struggled a lot with sideline catches for a while. Or back of end zone catches.
It helps when you struggle, when you're still counting the hundreds of dollars that you got paid by that ingrate Joe Paterno.
Nobody paid him. He missed the call. Sometimes you miss calls. Calls get missed. It was a bang bang call.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball is going to address the biggest controversy of this season.
Now, this is going to be news to Michael, who's not aware of this because he's not of baseball anymore.
True. The question you have about movies also applies to baseball this season. Do they get naked?
They're taking off their clothes?
Not intentional.
Well, close.
The uniforms are the issue. Going back to larger letters, mismatching colors, the jerseys becoming discolored from sweat, pants ripping.
Oh, my goodness. Who made the jerseys?
Nike and Fanatics.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, all of it. According to the league, a league memo to players, quote, at its core, what has happened here is that Nike was innovating something that didn't need to be innovated. Fanatics said that.
Oh, okay.
Do we feel better now?
I never felt bad.
The uniforms are bad.
Are they?
You could straight up see people.
I'm gonna tell you, I don't ever think about the uniforms.
We know.
I never think about the uniforms in any sport. It never concerns me. I don't care what they're wearing. Just play the game. I don't care about all that. But is it that bad that
you can see people's junk during spring training?
Are they not wearing underwear?
No, they're wearing underwear. They're wearing their. But the problem is when they're sweating, it's discoloring the uniforms.
Oh, okay. They did that happen with the Olympic uniforms one year.
Right.
Yeah.
They were also having inconsistencies of the color just based off of orders when they would come in. So you might have the pants be this cream color, but the jerseys would be a slightly darker cream color.
Huh.
The other problem is that you were talking off the air, you like the Mets City Connect uniforms.
I thought that was cool. Yeah, Connor posted that.
One of the issues they're having is they're coming out with these uniforms, but they can't get them to the teams when they want to use them.
Oh. Is this a COVID thing?
No, this is just they're just bad at doing their job.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's mostly Fanatics' fault.
Okay, because we were still having problems in some of the supply line stuff.
This has nothing to do with that.
Unless you ask Fanatics, and then it's Nike's fault.
That makes sense.
It's all there. It's somebody's fault, but they're going to fix them. Now we're not going to have tiny baby numbers anymore, and that's fine with me.
Tiny baby
allegedly, numbers. The soonest or the latest we'll see these changes is the beginning of next season.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
All they have to do is bring back last year's uniforms. That's it!
I think Bryce Harper is just sometimes wearing the pants from last year.
He has.
Oh, by the way, the Theo who's in the thing, I don't have any clue on a portal quarterbacks. Theo asked the question about portal.
You can ignore Theo.
I have no idea about portal quarterbacks.
They're not getting a portal quarterback, guys, in my opinion.
Unless something happened injury-wise.
But I hope nothing
happens. I mean, something happens over summer, you know, fall camp.
Then it would change.
Yeah.
I always struggle with this guy's name, so I'm sorry.
Oh, all right.
Boomer Esiason.
That's good.
There you go.
Boomer Esiason, yeah.
Boomer Esiason.
Announced today on his radio show that he's leaving CBS's The NFL Today.
Yeah, not by choice.
Phil Simms is gone too.
Thank God.
As the old on the show who weren't afraid to share strong opinions. This is going to leave the pregame show.
It wasn't strong opinions. It was wrong opinions.
Well, Esiason was pretty strong. Now, Simms
is incompetent. Been incompetent for 2 decades. It's ridiculous that they gave that man a job.
It's a shame.
Because he won some Super Bowls, whatever, or Super Bowl.
This was my pregame show for years.
I will admit, I don't watch. I'm not a pregame show guy.
Oh, you're like Josh.
But if I do watch it, I watch NFL Network.
Exactly.
If I do watch it. But I'm not a pregame. The pregames do nothing for me in the NFL. I got other stuff to do on a Sunday morning. I got to get ready. I'm making food. I got people coming over.
Right.
I don't have any time for the pregame shows.
Well,
and if I do, I'm listening on the radio in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Or if I'm downstairs.
I have it on. It's in the background as I'm doing my charts and my numbers and working and whatnot. Or prepping for a basketball game, whatever the case may be.
A lot of times Sunday morning, I will watch Nebraska game over. That's when I'll start watching the Nebraska game for the first time. Over.
Well, this also cuts into your CBS This Morning time.
Well, CBS, that's different. So during the football season, I watch that Sunday night.
Well, then it's no longer CBS This Morning.
It still is. Whether I watch it on a Sunday or a Monday or a the news, the stories are amazing no matter what. So in the football season, I watch it a different time.
Do they still do the thing at the very end where they just show nature scenes?
Yeah. This week, we were kind of debating what it was going to be. It was a forest with a bunch of wild. It was Mark Twain Woods, Mark Twain something.
Where is that?
Missouri.
Oh, of course.
And they showed some wildflowers. It was pretty. Moment of zen.
I do like that show.
I don't always watch it, but I'll catch it sometimes.
When you start watching that show, that's when you know you have crossed the Rubicon of you are now
I've been old. Watching that show since I was 11 or 12.
Mm-hmm. He's an old soul.
Huge fan of Charles Carroll back in the day. Both his families.
I thought he had more than one.
Just two. Yeah, both his families.
No, or more than two.
Just two.
Sorry.
Just two.
Oh,
just two. Yeah, I mean, that's not a lot of time, man. Man got up at 4 o'clock in the morning. What do you want to do?
Well, and he was driving a camper all across
that
the country.
That is very true. That is very true. Good on the road, baby.
Good place to have a side family.
Yep.
Sorry, that sentence got me.
What, a side family?
Good place to have a side family.
Well, it is. I mean, it's like it's a mobile home.
That's true.
It's on wheels.
Yep.
After months of working with the Royals on getting a sales tax extension to fund their stadium projects, the Chiefs announced that they are going to, quote, go our separate ways from the Royals in their effort to raise funds for Arrowhead improvements. With the Chiefs clearly the stronger brand, is this bad news for the Royals?
I think it is.
Is there a chance that they could just, like, fold the Chiefs? That would be awesome. Is that possible? Can they fold?
I mean, they just signed Travis Kelce. Congratulations,
fold
Travis.
Fold him, too. I don't care. Fold him all.
To a two-year extension. No, I don't think that's the case. I think this is bad news, though, for the Kansas City Royals. The Royals needed that sales tax more than the Chiefs did.
Oh, really?
In order to get the new stadium downtown. Now, if they have...
Why would I put a stadium downtown?
They want a stadium downtown, just
that's
south of the arena.
Stupid. It's great where it is now, right off the interstate. You jump in, you don't go. It's easy to get to.
Oh, but Michael, there's not enough stuff to do. There's
there used to
not
be a Cocoa Key across the street. We would go there.
Yes,
the kids could swim, and then we go.
Yes.
That was awesome back in the day.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't have. You know, it's all about downtown now. You got to have the bars and the restaurants and the nightclubs and the places to hang out.
Okay, great.
That's what they want.
It's expensive. The land downtown is expensive.
Yes, it is.
Every downtown's land, once it's been gentrified, is expensive.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, and in short, yes, this is, I think, the Chiefs are going to do what the Chiefs are going to do. And if that means even they move out of Jackson County and move across the state line, they'll do it.
See, having the Chiefs muted, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, they had a vote in Kansas City that they were going to extend a sales tax, and they lost.
Good. People shouldn't be paying for that. People are rich. The owners are rich. Build your own stuff.
You would think so, but no one. The last, I think, the only owner to pay for his own stuff was Stan Kroenke.
Was that when
the Rams
when they built the new place?
Oh, okay.
And he had to hose over St. Louis to do it.
That's true. Yeah.
Did
the
former
poor bastards.
Did the recently passed former owner of the Orioles? Didn't he build that park?
I'm sure there was some public financing for that.
Yeah, I believe so, because that was the warehouse district.
Yeah.
And they had to do some stuff with the warehouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very rare. It's very rare. If you Google pro
sports
owners who funded their own stadium, let's see what it brings up. Nothing.
How much did Jerry pay for Jerry's World? Lot, right? Like a ton.
Glory hole.
Yeah. That's a good question.
And then I believe this is going back, but I think the Arlington Park, wasn't that built privately when the baseball field was built across the street?
Let's look here. Jerry Jones.
Yeah, how much that cost? Cost a lot.
Dallas did $650 and Arlington put in $325.
Oh, okay. And it was a billion.
It was a little
two?
Bit more than a billion.
Yeah, a billion two.
And then the NFL kicked in their loan. And
oh, okay.
There you go.
Well, I don't. Needless to say, you know, people have to do things for themselves, and I would like to see the taxpayers not be put on the leash for stuff like that.
I would agree.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that way.
And finally.
Finally.
The IndyCar Series has rejected an odd two-candidate livery for one of its drivers at the Indy 500. The paint scheme would have featured both Donald Trump and independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The series has a long-standing ban on political advertising. Are you sad you won't see a Trump RFK Jr. car at the Indy 500?
I'm trying to figure out why would it be both candidates?
Well, if RFK does well, Trump wins. So they're basically tied to each other.
That's
true. Third-party candidate, if he does well, Trump's going to win.
So that's basically what happened in 16.
But are both campaigns, were both campaigns going to fund the car?
The highest funder for Trump is also the highest funder for RFK Jr.
So that must have been the person that was trying to buy the sponsorship
probably.
For the team.
Yep, number one funder. So,
yeah. It's interesting, IndyCar has this rule. NASCAR does not.
NASCAR absolutely doesn't. There's Trump cars.
Are there really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there was a famous picture of the Trump car that had wrecked, many people were using it as a meme.
Was that Nemechek's son?
I don't remember. It was one of the lower-tier drivers that had no chance of winning the race. Those are usually the people that sponsor
I could see why somebody would want to do it. I mean, the more RFK Jr.'s name gets out there, the more you hear Kennedy name, no matter if you know anything about his background, there's a chance you might vote for him just because of the name. Name recognition is the number one thing. You know,
that's
it's been
true.
That way for a very long time.
That's true.
That's why they made that movie with Eddie Murphy, remember? He took the guy who had died's name. Huh?
Or not Big
Distinguished Gentleman or something like that, whatever the name of it was, and he ended up running for office and had somebody's name who had already won before, and so ended up getting elected because of it.
There it is.
Name recognition.
Daddy Daycare. I was going to make the Daddy Daycare joke, and I said Big Daddy instead of Daddy, because you asked the Eddie Murphy movie.
I got it.
Well, coming up next, it's What's for Dinner?
Ooh.
You saw me. I'm past my time. I fast, and so I won't be eating dinner tonight.
Well, you can tell us what you had for dinner last night.
Okay.
I mean, that's how this segment works. Many people enjoy
How about lunch? I tell you what I had for lunch.
Sure.
That was my one meal a day.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Lunch is fine.
Okay, we'll do lunch.
Some people call lunch dinner.
My grandma used to. And then she would call dinner supper.
Supper. Yeah, it makes sense.
1620 in the zone.
When you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
Crust is good on your pizza, not your ass.
I will eat your ass first.
He's tough as a Woolworth steak.
And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down. All right. And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap.
I'm ready to hang them up, gut them, and skin them, and chop them up. You know what? I'm ready. My daughters aren't starving to death. I'll eat my neighbors.
And we're going to get up, and then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you.
Cliff, what are you going to take away as your best memory from playing basketball at Boston College?
Probably just, like, going out to eat.
Okay, what's for dinner? Well, the wife after 6? How many weeks has it been? I think 5 weeks.
How many weeks have you been making your recovering wife make you food?
I don't make her do anything. I have not made her do anything.
She had surgery and John keeps making her.
She went back to work today.
Oh, okay. All right.
She went back to work after having her rotator cuff surgery. And so I don't know what if she's going to be wanting to do anything. So I might be coming home to take out pizza.
No, okay.
I'm not sure.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Last night, she did a roast beef, and we just did roast beef sandwiches.
Mm.
Just something very simple,
yeah,
which I like. By the way, she found this hot dog sauce. It's called Chicago hot dog sauce. It's just basically all the stuff that goes on a Chicago hot dog,
mm-hmm,
and it's a mustard.
Yeah, so Brett's has one.
Yeah, and you just put it on there, and it's like as soon as you open the bottle, you smell it. It's like, it's a Chicago hot dog.
Yeah, yeah, I love that. I'm a big fan of that stuff.
Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. So I put a little of that on the roast beef sandwich, had some chips. It was good.
Nice. I have a horseradish cheese at the house, always.
Horseradish and cheese?
Horseradish cheese. You melt that over your roast beef sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
So what did you have for lunch?
Lunch, I had a chicken quarter,
yeah,
with breast and wing. I had a hard-boiled egg. I had a yogurt, and I had a banana.
What kind of yogurt?
Raspberry.
Is
Yoplait.
It Greek?
Yoplait raspberry yogurt.
Was it Greek yogurt?
No.
Just the regular
yogurt. Regular yogurt. It was yogurt. 10 for 7 over IV.
Yeah,
I got those. I had that. But I try to have a yogurt. I have some protein. I try to have a veggie or a fruit. And so that's what I had today. And I had the egg that I made this morning. So
nice.
Rice?
Rice.
Dinner for rice?
Rice.
You know, you can do a lot of things with rice. Do you have eggs? Do you have eggs?
No, but I have done that. I like to do that.
Yeah, cut the green onions up, green pepper, a little onion, mix it all together, put the rice in there with some eggs. It's a good meal.
Another thing I like to do, I like to mix ground beef with rice and then get some red peppers.
Yeah.
It's essentially the stuffed pepper filling, but without...
Without the pepper.
Without the pepper.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, with the pepper, but
so
not in the pepper.
That's Big Back East.
So you don't have any yard work to do for the missus and she's not going to cook for you?
Not tonight.
Did you get lawn mowing done this weekend?
No, we didn't have time. It was a busy weekend. Well, it was her birthday. We were doing a bunch of stuff.
That's so
happy
good
birthday to her.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
What did you get her?
I dyed her a disc for disc golf, and then I got her a Derek Jeter jersey.
It is the thought that counts in all those. Whatever you get, it's a thought.
Well, I put her poodle on it, then I dyed it.
Instead of getting her a Jeter jersey, you should have just got her a gift basket.
Like he did.
I should.
Every time he broke up with someone, he sent him a gift.
When they were leaving the house.
Hold on.
So they're leaving the house, they got the gift basket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about that.
He said it's not true, by the way. He says it's not true. That didn't happen.
Yeah. He also thought he was going to be a good team leader for the Marlins. That didn't work out
That
well
did
either.
Not work out at
no.
all.
No. Speaking of the Marlins and baseball, Mike Farron will join us tomorrow.
Dead to me.
I'm going to tell him that you're...
He's dead to me.
You said that. I'll be at the ballpark tomorrow.
Brunsy. Nice.
And
Sip.
Stephen M.
I'll be listening.
Remember when Stephen M. used to be on Mondays? That's dating back to your days.
Yes, I've been Tuesday. I'm used to it now. It's my time when I drive to Big Red Wrap-Up listening to Sip.
Well, hopefully he remembers. He should be fine now because football season's over.
Yeah, he's good.
That's true.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah. Although he does turn his phone off a lot now. So be careful.
We'll do our best. Thank you, Michael.
Right. Thanks,
see you
Michael.
Wednesday. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Bye.